Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 13th. The space around Earth is getting crowded. Thousands of satellites orbit our planet. The space around Jupiter is getting crowded too, with natural satellites. A recent spate of discoveries has brought the number of known moons to 92, more than any other planet in the solar system. And many more probably are just waiting to be discovered. The new moons are small, no more than about 5 miles in diameter, and most of them are a long way from Jupiter. They take at least 11 months to make a single orbit. The discoveries were made by a group led by Scott Shepard of the Carnegie Institution for Science. Shepard's been involved in the discoveries of 70 of Jupiter's moons. It takes careful observations to find the moons because they're small, faint, and far away from Jupiter. Three of the newly found moons orbit in the same direction as Jupiter's rotation on its axis. They probably are chips of larger bodies that were blasted apart by big impacts. The other new moons orbit in the opposite direction. They may have been asteroids that were captured by Jupiter when they wandered close to the solar system's largest planet. The new discoveries vaulted Jupiter past Saturn, which has 83 known moons, although its numbers are likely to swell too. And a recent study said that Saturn might have had another big moon that was pulverized by Saturn's gravity, forming the planet's rings. More about that tomorrow. We have more about the moons of the solar system in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.